Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's not easy to say the word succulent so early in the morning. In fact, I'm not pretty sure that it's not a time to say it. It's not an easy word to say on radio, never at any time. But the IUCN Red List assessment has revealed a shocking collapse of South Africa's wild succulent plant population. I'm just wondering why it's important and why we should care. Apparently we do need to. Carol Poole is a Deputy Director for Biodiversity Research Projects at the South African National Biodiversity Institute. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I'm well, thanks. And morning to the listeners.
So why should we care?
Why should we care? That's an interesting question. I mean, everyone says, you know, what's a succulent? This tiny little fleshy plant that lives in a sort of arid environment, you know. And the first thing I must explain, the succulent grew is one of only five semi-arid biodiversity hotspots in the world.
Right.
You know? So South Africa's got a really big responsibility to look after our spectacular biodiversity. There's 6,300, more than 6,300 plant species described in that succulent Karoo region. And almost 40% of them are endemic, which means they're not found anywhere else in the world, you know.
Right.
And so they really are special. And, I mean, you'll ask me, okay, so who cares if a succulent is taken out of the soil? Well, I mean, you know, the losing of any species in the environment affects all other species
within
that specific ecosystem. And it leads to sort of ecosystem function deterioration. And that could have all sorts of consequences. You know, it could allow an invasive species to invade the land. It could affect the soil quality and therefore the grazing potential. It could affect things like tourism to the area, you know, and have many unknown economic consequences.
Right. The unintended consequences are enormous.
Exactly.
Losing any form of a species. I'm obviously being a little bit facetious about that. But it is something that, you know, what I always think about is we live in a world where we have so many issues being thrown at us all the time, and we can't give them all our attention, and often it's issues like this that are significant, especially for a country like South Africa, that will definitely play second fiddle to some of the other issues and crises that we face. There's no doubt in my mind about it, which is why it's important to talk about these things, because most of us will live our lives completely unaware that these things are happening just all around us.
For sure, for sure. I mean, you know, what's interesting to note in this case is that primarily what we found through assessing the red list of these succulent species is that they're primarily threatened now because of illegal poaching. You know, and that's something I think that we should all be aware of, because if we are interested in purchasing plants and growing a succulent on our windowsill, for example, it's very important to know where that succulent comes from. Has it been grown by a reputable nursery from a seed, or has it actually been taken out of the wild? And that's really, I think, why I'm interested in talking to you this morning.
No, I think it's
just creating that awareness for
exactly.
people.
Exactly. So when you talk about poaching, you know, obviously our mind goes to rhinos. Tell us about the poaching of succulents.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we've seen in the last, it's actually sort of escalated in the last 3 or 4 years. There seems to be a massive demand for succulents. And as I was saying, you know, our succulents are quite rare in the world. Mm. So they're obviously people, collectors, seem to think that it seems to be a good thing to have a succulent on their windowsill. But what they're doing is they're bypassing the commercial side of things. You know, it takes quite a long time for some of these succulents to reach maturity or reach the nice size that these collectors want to have in their house. And so they're basically bypassing that. They're using social media to encourage people to go and poach these plants out of the wild. But I must say that, you know, I must just warn any potential poachers out there that, you know, we have a national response strategy and action plan. And in fact, the law enforcement side of that action plan is really proving quite valuable. The confiscated plant material that's been confiscated by law enforcement agencies has actually increased by 250% in the last few years. So I don't want to warn any poachers out there that, you know, we're on.
So what does that mean? It means you're driving through a Karoo, you're driving through one of these areas, you're absolutely not allowed to stop and dig up a plant.
Absolutely not allowed, no.
Right. And what are the consequences if you do?
There's several court cases pending in South Africa already, and there's been a couple of actual criminal charges laid. We've had some international people investigated and actual, you know, criminal charges laid against them, and we won court cases like that. So, you know, I just wanted to aware that, you know, law enforcement has been educated about this. They know. And even the community members there in the Northern Cape, they're on the lookout now. The landowners, the farmers, the you know, everyone's on the lookout now for people illegally trying to poach these plants out of nature.
And if you do want to buy a succulent, so what should you do?
Just ask the right questions. When you go to a nursery, you try and ask, where are these from? Did you grow them from seed? You know, we as Sandy, we're also trying to provide seed as far as possible to the commercial growers. We want to make sure that there is enough supply in the market. So that is one part of the strategy, the national strategy. It is going to take some time, you know, to get these plants grown and get them commercially accessible, especially in the international markets. But that's one of the aspects of the strategy.
Carol Poole, Deputy Director for Biodiversity Research Projects at South Africa's National Biodiversity Institute. Interesting, informing us, educating us about succulents and the danger of the plant population collapsing in South Africa.